Erev Tov and good evening. We are learning a piece in the Zer Shimshon on the Haggadah. In the Sefer, the Zer Shimshon's Perushim on the Haggadah are found in the first chelik of his commentary on Chumash, right after Parshas Bo. This is Daf taken from Daf Tov Resh Hey. We are in Os Vav, section 6. And let's get right into the Zer Shimshon's comments on a piece in the Haggadah. Vayered Mitzrayma. The Haggadah tells us, and this is going to sound very familiar, that Yaakov Avinu went down to Egypt, and the Medrash comments, and the Haggadah comments, Anus Alpi Hadibur. He was forced through the word of Hashem. Yaakov Avinu did not wish to go down to Egypt. He wished to stay. He wanted to stay. He passionately desired to stay in Eretz Israel, but he was forced to come down to Egypt. Vayogar Sham, and then it says, and he dwelled there. Malamed shelo yored Yaakov Avinu lehishtakeya b'mitzrayim ela lagur sham. This phrase vayogar sham, which literally means he was a stranger there, or he sojourned there. He was a sojourner. Teaches us that Yaakov Avinu did not go down to Egypt with the intention of settling there permanently, but only to be there temporarily. Shenemar, as it says. Vayomru el Paro, they said to Paro, Lagur Ba'aretz Banu. They explicitly said, we have only come, Lagur, to visit in the land, to live here temporarily. Ki ein mir'eh letzon v'chule, because there is no grazing area for our flocks back in Eretz Kena'an. Of course, this is when there was the famine back in Eretz Kena'an, and they came down to Mitzrayim at Yosef's insistence to be taken care of, and so that there would be food for everyone. Makshim, the commentators on the Haggadah ask, Lama lo hevi raya mehakosuv? Why does the Haggadah not bring a proof from a text, from the Torah, al piska, on the phrase, vayered mitzrayma, that Yaakov came to Egypt, anus al pi hadibor, and he was forced to do so by the word of Hashem. The Moshe also Bishar Halukos, just as the Haggadah does for all of the other sections and pieces in the narrative that it's telling. Ubishar HaTevo Shel HaPasuk, and on all the other words of the Pasuk. So it's a if you actually right now, we obviously don't have a Haggadah in front of us, but if you remember this question, or you take a look in the Haggadah, you'll see that it's very striking when you see it, because the Haggadah is quoting and little pieces of statements, and then it's proving them. It's giving you a pasuk, a phrase from the Chumash, and it's making a statement about it, and then it's bringing a proof text for each one. Each and every one, there's a proof text from another pasuk. Now, sometimes the proof texts are not from a psukim in the Torah. They might be from psukim in Nach, but the point is there are always proof texts to support a statement that's being made. So the Zer Shimshon is saying, the commentators ask, how come there's no proof text here? Now, specifically, just to make sure we all are on the same page with the question, if you look back, you'll see at the top of the piece where it begins, Vayered Mitzrayma, that is a quote from a pasuk. And Yaakov went down to Egypt. And then it says, Onus al pi hadibor. He was forced to do so through Hashem's word. Right after that, there should be a proof text. There should be Shenamar, as it says, and a text proving that Yaakov did not go down willfully. Yaakov went down against his will, I'll pi hadibor, because Hashem arranged things that way, and Hashem wanted that to happen. But there's no proof text. It goes right to the next couple of words, vayogar sham, and he lived there. And then it does bring a proof text from there when it says shenamar a couple of lines later. So the fundamental, simple, straightforward question is, how come on the phrase vayered mitzrayma and the follow-up drasha anus al pi hadibor, Yaakov only went to Egypt because he was forced to by Hashem, there's no proof text. No pasuk is quoted to support that. Ve'im tomar shelo yesh raya mea pasuk. And if you say the reason is because there simply is no proof, there is no proof text, there is no pasuk that clearly supports that statement. Im kei minayon lo. If so, from where did the Baal Haggadah, from where did he get the information, right? What gives anyone the right to say that Yaakov was forced to go down to Egypt if there's no proof text, if there's no pasuk that supports that? So we are looking, this piece is in search for the proof text. The Nira Litarates, And it seems that we can answer this question, delo itzterich pasuk, viraya al zeh. We don't need a separate pasuk in proof for this point. The kavonas hamagid hi lomar, because the intention of the Baal Haggadah is to say, Mitzrayma, that when it says Yaakov went down to Egypt, onus al pi hadibor, and he was forced to do so by the word of Hashem, nafgalon, we learn that out, mi vayogar sham, from the next words where it says he settled there temporarily. Melamed shelo yorad, and this teaches us that Yaakov did not go with the intent to settle. V'chule. Shenamar, as it says, vayomru el paro. They specifically said to Paro, we've only come here lagor, we've only come here to sojourn, we're not coming to Egypt permanently. Mishum damrin ed b'medrash rabbah, because it says in the Medrash Rabbah al pasuk v'yosef hurad mitzrayma, that Yosef was brought down to Egypt. Marshal, this is now the Medrash Rabbah talking. Marshal lepara, this is analogous to a cow. Shemoshlin oso lemakulin. They are pulling it to the slaughterhouse. V'lo hayasa nimsheches, and it won't allow itself to be pulled. So you have a very stubborn cow that won't allow itself to be pulled to the slaughterhouse. Or perhaps it senses its impending doom. Ma'asu, what did they do? Holichu bina lefaneha. They brought its calf in front of it. So they brought the cow's calf and led it in front of it. And the cow went after the calf. They couldn't get the cow to go where they wanted to go, so they started leading the calf in front of the cow, and the cow started following the calf. Balkorcha, against its will, unwillingly, shaloba tovasa, and not for the cow's good, right? We understand from the story the cow's going toward, they're leading it to the slaughterhouse. So this was not something the cow wanted to do, but what's the cow going to do? It sees the calf going in front of it, and it wants to protect its calf, and it starts following the calf. Kach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so said Hashem, this is all still the quote from the Voracious Rabbah, Hareini Moshech Beno Lefonav, I will lead Yaakov Avinu's son in front of him, the Aviv Yaakov Yelech Acharav, and Yaakov will follow after him, meaning I'll arrange for Yosef to end up in Egypt, and ultimately this will bring Yaakov to Egypt. Baal Korcho, against his will, as we said, Yaakov certainly had no desire to go to Egypt. And it will not be for his personal good. It was not for Yaakov's benefit to leave Eretz Canaan and go to Eretz Mitzrayim, but that was Hashem's plan. And that was Hashem's, so to speak, stratagem to get Yaakov Avinu to come to Egypt. Ad kan lashono, until here is a quote from the Medrash Rabbah. V'hiksha ha-yofet toar, and the yofet toar asks a question on this, v'dilma, perhaps ma'ase shahaya chein kachaya. Perhaps this was just an event that happened, meaning maybe we don't see this stratagem of Hashem being played out. Maybe it just happened that what? Shebishvil she'echav mochru Yosef b'cheit v'avon, since Yosef's brothers had the feelings, the negative feelings they had towards him, and they sold him, and it was a sin on their part. Shalomi das the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was not in the will of Hashem for them to do that. In other words, perhaps we can read the Chumash story in a way that says God, this wasn't part of God's plan. God certainly didn't want the brothers to sell Yosef to Egypt and do such a terrible action. So the Yofet Torah says, how does the Medrash Rabbah know it was part of God's plan? Mishum Hachi, because of this, No la derech mikra sheyelech Yaakov leMitzrayim, and because of this, the fact that the brothers hated Yosef and they sold him to Egypt, that's why Yosef ended up, why Yaakov Avinu, ended up coming down to Egypt. It was through circumstance, it was through happenstance, it wasn't part of Hashem's plan. That's the question that the Yofet Torah asked on the Medrash Rabbah. Ad kan lashono, until here is a quote. So the Zera Shimshon is going to deal now and wrap all the pieces together. V'lachein Omar Hamagid, and because of that question. The Baal Haggadah doesn't want anyone to think that the story of Yosef coming down to Mitzrayim and Yaakov ultimately coming down Mitzrayim was happenstance and coincidence, and it was because of the brothers and their feelings towards Yosef, but it had nothing to do with the plan and the Ratzon of Hashem. Because of that, the Baal Haggadah says, Vayered Mitzrayim, Yaakov came to Egypt, Anus al-Pi Hadibor, he was forced to do this by the plan of Hashem, the word of Hashem. Ve'im tomar, and if you say, hakol hayaderech mikra, everything was happened by chance. Uminayin lanu shayonus al pi adibor, and how do we truly know that Yaakov only came because it was Hashem's will for him to do so? Lachein samach lei, therefore, right next to it, the next phrase after our phrase about Yaakov coming down is vayogar sham. And Yaakov stayed there temporarily. Melamed shelo yored Yaakov Avinu lishtakeya. And this teaches us that Yaakov Avinu did not come to Egypt with the intent to settle there permanently. Ve'im hakol hayaderech mikra. And if, according to the supposition that everything that brought Yaakov down was a happenstance, hayelo lachzor, then Yaakov Avinu should have gone back to Eretz Canaan. That's the key point that we have to realize. Yaakov Avinu could have, if he had not accepted everything as the Derech Hashem and the Rutzon Hashem, then at some point he could have said, okay, the famine is over and we've been here and it's been nice, but now it's time to go back to Eretz Canaan. If in fact he realized or thought, if he thought that the whole chain of events that brought him down to Egypt was happenstance and coincidence, then he would have gone back, but he didn't. Yaakov Avinu, by staying in Mitzrayim, even though that was completely contrary to his original intention, that shows us that he understood this is anus al pi hadibor. He accepted Hashem. He saw what Hashem's plan was and how Hashem had ultimately brought him down to Egypt. And therefore, because it was Hashem's plan, he stayed there. V'lama nishtaka sham. And why did he stay there as opposed to returning? Elevadai shehakol hayami ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see clearly everything was from the Ratzon of Hashem. Sheyovo leMitzrayim b'derech zu, that Yaakov Avinu should come down to Egypt in this way. Kidi'isa b'medrash Parshas Vayeshev, as we see in another medrash in Parshas Vayeshev, luchu, it quotes a pasuk, luchu chazu mif'olos Elokim. This is also from Tehillim. Look and see the great actions and projects of Hashem, v'chulei, etc. Hafach yam la yabosha, Hashem turned the sea into dry land v'chuli. Lama vayisna'u oso. So the Medrash comments, why did Yosef's brothers hate him? Hidei sheyikra hayam lifnehem. In order that ultimately it would lead to the sea being split in front of them. Ad kan lashono. So the Medrash states it as clearly as we could want it, that the whole beginning of the negative feelings that the brothers had for Yosef, it was all part of the plan and the Ratzon of Hashem. They would have those feelings. Ultimately, they would sell him to Mitzrayim. He would go to Mitzrayim. They would go down to get food. Ultimately, Yaakov Avinu would come down, and then Hashem's master plan would be accomplished of bringing Bnei Yisrael down to Mitzrayim. Umikan muchach, and from here it is proven, shesinas echav liYosef, that the hatred that the brothers felt towards Yosef, hayas b'Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was not something that just happened. It was through the will of Hashem. Ubishvil zeh yorad Yaakov Avinu leMitzrayim. It is because of that that Hashem Yaakov Avinu ultimately went down to Egypt. V'lo haya b'derech mikra, and it was not through any kind of chance. Ala hakol haya min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zera Shimshon, by focusing on a very small point that's so easy to miss. I never noticed this in the Haggadah, and I'm sure many, many people have not noticed this in the Haggadah, that no pasuk, no proof text is brought when it talks about Vayered Yaakov Anus Al Pi Hadibor. He was brought through Hashem's word. And the Zera Shimshon shows the reason no pasuk is brought is because it connects to the next statement. The proof that Yaakov Avinu was brought down to Egypt through Hashem's plan is that we see Yaakov himself accepted this. He did not want to settle in Egypt. He did not plan to settle in Egypt. He only planned to be there temporarily, and then ultimately he stayed. And the only explanation for the fact that Yaakov Avinu stayed in Mitzrayim is that he put all the pieces together. He saw the Hashgacha Pratis. He saw Hashem's plan. He saw how everything had worked out to bring him there. He accepted it, of course, and he stayed there and settled there permanently until his death. Years later. Yashar Koch to everyone for participating in this learning of the piece from the Zera Shimshon on the Haggadah. May we all look forward to, God willing, and have beautiful Siddurim, even if there's less people around our table than there normally are. Let's fill the void, fill the absence of other people with extra Divrei Torah, extra learning, extra Ruach, extra singing and extra rejoicing.